Switch on your taringa, it's time for Te Whakatauki o Tēnei Wiki.
Ai, morena arane.
Morena, morena, morena. I was just bouncing away to that track, actually.
Real Skucks Shorty is the name of that one.
No,
it's actually...
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. It's from a couple of Puneke artists, Savage Hine and Billy Skucks, and it's such a tune.
Yeah, choice. That's so cool. I was just saying to my daughter, hey, what's this tune? And she's like, I don't know.
I think you can just get it on SoundCloud at the moment, though. So it's one of those awesome, like, harder to find ones, you know, but it's a goodie.
Oh, I'm going to go find it.
mean. Kei te pehia koe hoa?
Yeah, paiana, getting nahua makariri.
All right.
A little bit chilly, a little bit fresh in the air. But, you know, we just got to dig it in and shake it off, as someone famous would say. And, hey, get into it.
Get into
it. Yep,
right. Kei te pehia
koe.
Kei te pai, kei te pai. I'm good. I'm chilling, you know. It's Monday morning. I'm feeling ready for a big week. Yeah, gathering some energy. I'm feeling good. And have you got some wisdom to help us get through our wiki? You got a whakatauki for us?
Yep. I was, thinking about how it was Anzac Day last week. And I've been looking through a notebook of one of my korowa, and he served in the First World War, and he actually trained soldiers in the Second World War as well, and he went to Gallipoli. He led the first Anzac Day parade in London.
Wow.
And he got shot through the neck, and Te Rangi Hiroa, Sir Peter Buck, he kind of tells this kind of crazy story that he, like, stuck his finger in his neck to stop the bleeding, and that
Whoa.
Was the last thing that he remembered. He blacked out, and then he woke up in England.
It's like pretty hardcore.
So, So, you know, remembering, you know, all those who kind of, you know, however we feel about war and its craziness.
Mm.
It's all terrible what happens to people, right? So anyway, one of the whakatauki that he wrote down in this notebook, quite well known, kia hora te marino, kia papaponamu te moana, kia tere te karohirohi.
Kōrero mai anō?
Kia hora te marino, kia papaponamu te moana, kia tere te karohirohi. So may the calm be widespread, like calmness is in marino. And let the sea glisten like greenstone, kia papaponamu te moana, and may the glimmer of summer ever brighten thy pathway.
Wow.
And I know it's not summer, again, as we were talking about, but, you know, it's about looking toward that summer, I think, and in the middle of winter and when it gets dark, that is what I'm for sure doing, you know, thinking about, you know, what's coming and, you know, well, we're kind of in the colder season. It's good to, I don't know, kind of, I always think forward and think about summer and, you know, good stuff, but also calming again and, you know, even getting down into the moana, regardless of the temperature. It's got to be good for you, right?
Hard out. That is so beautiful. I'm just, like, looking at, I've got it in front of me, the text now, so I can sort of, like, figure out all the different kupu in my head. But I think that middle bit, kia whakapapaponamu te moana, that is just, like, poetry, eh?
Yeah. It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. And, this korowa of mine, whose notebook I'm looking at, his name is Pirimi Tahiwi, and... he just says kia papaponamu te moana, but I know that in more recent times people say kia whakapapaponamu te moana. It's interesting, these kind of little shifts and stuff like that, and I think somewhere along the line someone's added, like, i tō huarahi at the end, like, to guide your path and stuff like this. And so, you know, again, that's just part of, like, how these sayings kind of shift and change and develop, or, you know, how people want to make them, like, applicable to their lives in 2026 or whatever. But he was also a reo teacher, so it's interesting to me to think about, and a native speaker, you know, to think about those little differences too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. And fascinating to see how whakatauki sort of evolve and how people interpret them in different ways in a sort of modern context. But yeah, kia ora, such a beautiful whakatauki.
You said it in a better way than I did.
No. You articulated it beautifully. And very cool to learn a little bit about your was it your korowa who went to war?
Yeah.
Beautiful that you've got access to his diaries and stuff. That's a real taonga.
Oh yeah, super taonga. I'm very very blessed. Yeah, that he left a rich kind of record for us. And our auntie took care of all his stuff after he passed in 1969. Mm. So so I get to sit with his work and thoughts.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for another beautiful whakatauki, Arani. We'll chat to you in about a week's time, but in the meantime, kia pai te wiki. Have an awesome rest of your week.
Kia ora, you too. Kia pai te wiki.
Kia ora, ka kite.
Ka kite.
Ka rawe, another one for the kite. That was Te Whakatauki o Tēnei Wiki.